okay, it's winding down, but the NFL season isn't over yet, gang. And if your season-long fantasy football league just isn't cutting it, get your mojo back at FanDuel.com.
Yeah, you mad you didn't make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Playoffs? I bet you are mad. There's 20 guys in your league and only two people and not you?
Yeah.
Go to FanDuel and make money.
FanDuel, you can make some cash, too. Yeah, you can pick a new team every week. So put your true fantasy football skills to the test. And by the way, you get some big money if you win. Yeah, a few weeks ago, John Storrs from New Jersey won $60,000, his first time playing weekly fantasy football on FanDuel. First time.
What's his address?
Let's go get him. Yeah, come on. He's buying.
Yeah, I mean, $60,000.
How about that? So join John and the hundreds of thousands of other users who've already won money, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, FanDuel paid out $170 million this year.
Yeah. It's the leader in one-week fantasy football, and that's the key. It's 1 week. You can change your team every week. The money's real. Entry fees start at just $1. No season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Play each week or whenever you want to, and set up a new lineup every week and win every week if you're good enough.
Yeah, no, I think it's great because, you know, you can look, obviously your season's probably wind over, but no. Now's FanDuel season.
Yeah.
Boom, and if you're going to do it, and we know you are because you're addicted to football.
Sure.
Click the top in the corner. There's a little microphone. Click that. Hit the code P-U-C-K, Puck, and they will double your money up to $200.
Yeah, and the new user special's ending soon, guys. FanDuel will match your first deposit dollar up to $200. That's $200 free. The offer's only good for the first 50 people that use our code Puck. Don't forget to use our code Puck. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. All right, it's time for Puck Off, guys. It's Frazier Smith, my partner Joe Bartnick, and look who our guest is.
Just the one and only.
One of the greats.
Our favorite. We love all of our guests, but, you know, number one star.
He's legendary.
The great Ian Bagg.
There he is.
Oh, man, give me a bigger set of headphones because my head is swelling.
The Bagg Man.
You know,
our fans love him, too.
Some.
They love to get riled up.
Yeah. Yeah. His last appearance caused a fever in the Puck Off world, so now he's back. And
that's good.
Vancouver's in first place. I mean,
that's why he's back.
Yeah, he's
But I'm still, I was talking to my friend who did they play the other night? The last time they won.
They crushed the Penguins.
Yeah. I can't remember who I was talking. I was talking to my buddy that won on the night, and I said, this team might be real because I love the fact that they're going through four lines and you're seeing everybody play and they're a completely different team. They stand up for each other. Not everything is a whine, we're the victim. Somebody gets hit, they go after the guy. It's not like they're what's his face? Burrows isn't throwing knees all around, although he's been suspended once this year. You know, I'm
what do you think?
Enjoying.
Why is this, do you think?
It starts at the top. It always starts at the top. So when I hear people talk about the Raiders, I'm like, it starts at the top. It starts at the top and it goes all the way down. Right. If you have somebody that's your president and your general manager that people respect and he's just a no-nonsense kind of guy and he wants the game played his way, the game is going to be played his way. When you have a guy that really isn't a hockey guy, he's a hockey guy, but he's a lawyer and he's an agent and he's worn many hats. So he doesn't really have his theory of how the game is to be played.
Okay.
Right? He has his theory of who he should get. Right. But there's no theory of this is how the game's played. These are the guys that are going to play the game that I want. And you're the coach that gets guys to play the game that I want.
So it starts at the top.
It trickles all down.
And are you saying that's Trevor Linden?
And then
Willie Desjardins.
Willie Desjardins. And then what's his face that they picked up from Boston that's a general manager? It starts all the way.
Well, that was a good get there.
Yeah.
Get the guy, get Shirelli's. Buddy.
Yeah. And I do think they're being built as almost a Boston-like team, big and fast and play the game.
There are four lines. I mean, we'll get into the Penguins' perils later, but I mean, they exposed how the Penguins have two lines.
Right.
Because their third line was a plus four.
And when they're winning,
plus three.
And when they're winning, when they win decisively, it's against a team that isn't rolling a lot of lines. They're just outworking them because they're
because they're team, all four yeah. lines are playing.
Yeah, yeah, you're just
Verbata. I didn't think Verbata was going to do as well as he's done. Amazing pickup. And I always take heat when they say something. I could be wrong, and I always apologize. I say it when I'm wrong, and I blew off that Kessler trade as they didn't get anything for Kessler. And you think you got ripped? I got ripped. You know, and let me tell you something. Benino's playing well up there, and yep. Sabisa. How you say his name is, he's looking good.
He's
looking good. He's playing much more than he ever did for Barbecue Bruce. I'll tell right. you know, and Bieksa, I always loved Bieksa, but Edler was like a minus 4 million last year.
Right.
Now he's playing good again.
Well, that's because you're not relying on one guy the whole game. And it comes down to, I have a lot of theories on things.
Please, we have an hour. That's why you're here.
How'd they turn it so quickly?
I think you got rid of some of the poison in the dressing room. I think Kessler had to go.
Why is that?
I think he wasn't happy there, and I think when he gets unhappy, he gets down on other guys, and he just there's poison in the dressing room, like we talked about when I was here with the Penguins last year. There was poison in the dressing room. I think it
never underestimate the cancer that is James Neal. I actually saw him make a pass the other night, though. I was like, save that tape.
That was your highlight.
The assist, James Neal with an assist.
You
whoa.
Actually put that up. Put that on the cheat sheet.
I think. There was a lot of cancer in the dressing room, and I think honestly nobody wanted to play for Tortorella. Everybody was confused. You had disarray in your goaltending for 2 years.
Yeah, that's true.
You had guys that you were just sitting on the bench. It's hard for guys to get in a game when they're not coming on the ice until the third period. Now, sure, they're professionals and they're supposed to be ready, but I don't care whose body it is. If you can't just go from zero to 1,000.
Well, that's a long time to wait and try to jump in.
I think the Sedins have been renewed. I think the Sedins
are playing better. They're getting overworked, and they're not getting – people are standing up for them. You don't go after the Sedins. You don't touch the Sedins, which should have been – it should have always been like that.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't think they've been manhandled over the years.
I think they've been when they get hit, you should pay a price. There was never a price paid.
No, but let me tell you, you know what I think though, and this goes into my theater thing. I think when those guys stand up for themselves even the littlest bit, it makes everything better for everybody.
But those kind of guys can stand up for themselves a little bit if they know
backup.
That somebody's behind them.
Yeah, they need backup.
And they had nobody behind them before. Nobody came to the. They would remember against the Kings that one year. I can't remember which of them it was. Just got railed by the Kings, and we just ended up losing that whole series. After that, he got knocked out,
right?
Because there was nobody came. Everybody skated to the bench. Nobody just went over and you thump that guy,
right? You know? No, I agree with that 100%. But I don't want to debate this for an hour.
Well, it gives you overall team confidence. You know that the team's playing.
I just believe it goes back to who you hire. I think Montreal has always done a good job of hiring guys from the top to the bottom that you play like that.
Yeah.
Detroit is always hired from the top to the bottom, that those guys, the people that you hired, had a game plan and they wanted the game played a certain way.
Well, I mean,
not eight different guys have eight different plans.
And the GM makes, and the coach are in sync.
And you don't want a dressing room divided. You don't want guys that just don't care anymore, that only care when it's their year for a contract renewal. That's when they'll put it in.
I think that you just named the absolutely two model franchises in the NHL, though.
Detroit and Montreal?
Yeah. I mean, Montreal because of,
Montreal because
it's Montreal. And Detroit because they have, we've talked about this many times, the best GM and the best coach in hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best GM.
And Babcock.
Also the best scouting staff.
Yeah.
Which goes to your GM.
And Babcock, this today or yesterday, said
he set his record.
He got his 500th win, right. And he said this is the best team he's had since the back-to-back cups, you know, when they won and lost against the Penguins.
Is that what he said? Really?
He did say that, and I agree with him because I've been watching. They're
looking good now.
They killed a 5-on-3 twice, 5-on-3 penalty for 4 minutes. It was amazing against the Rangers, not against Buffalo. Against the Rangers, I mean, they look. I mean, the
Wings
Detroit
are looking
looks,
good right
I mean,
now.
Just if I've finished on the Canucks, and we'll keep getting back to them. My only thing with the Canucks this year is, You know, Miller has still never stopped any, hasn't stopped a shot fired in anger that meant something in a long, long time.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy with the way the Canucks are playing, right. But I still haven't decided whether it's real or not.
Right.
Because nothing happens.
Well, American Thanksgiving, you're in.
That's what they
usually
always
when
say.
You're in, if you're in an American Thanksgiving, right. You're in.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, it comes off the tracks because it's got to come off the tracks. It might be off the tracks right now because we're three games losing.
Everyone this year has had a bad spell. Anaheim has the.
Everybody has a bad spell.
The Canadians and Detroit. It's a streaky year. Everyone's looked bad in spots.
It's how you get back on the tracks.
Right.
That's the thing. I got to see them collide a little bit and then get back on the tracks. And then I'll know if these are the guys that we continue on with for the next couple of years, because they are pretty impressive. I've been very impressed with them.
I buried them.
And Ryan Miller's played good, and Lack has played even better than he did last year because he doesn't have that pressure on his head, which should have never been on him.
Right.
So, because he became the pawn in between management, coach, and goaltender of Luongo. So he was put in between. Hey, you're playing. So you're dealing with an all-star. You're like, you should be playing. I apologize. Well, what do you do? But you try to play your best. And meanwhile, the team's sucking. So he's just getting shelled last year. So that's usually when a goalie disappears, is when he starts getting shelled like that.
Yeah.
So you can see it.
Speaking of goalies doing well, Bernier is playing very well. Toronto's won like five in a row.
Yeah, Toronto's looking good.
They're looking good again.
Why is that? Is that because somebody after was told they're about to
gate,
lose?
After yeah. Salute Gate, they didn't salute the fans. Yeah. They circled the wagons.
Yeah.
More cliches to come. No, but I mean, now there's a team. See, like when you watch Toronto play, Toronto just strikes me as a really a one line team. Even though they did get Lupo back, so now they're a one and a half line team.
Well, why do you think they're playing better now?
It's not because it was.
I think Bernier's been stealing a lot of games. Good, yeah. He's playing like he did when he was with the Kings, which makes it even more ridiculous.
And sometimes
that Fratton was what we got for. He's now out of the league.
What do you do when you have that? They had four goalies. They had no idea what to do. They had to move. That Bernier. They had what's his face that went up to Edmonton. When you got that much talent, you're not going to get that much back because you had. And there was a lot of goalies at that time,
right? So. But Bernier is stepping up and playing the way he should, and it's kind of they're rallying around, but they're getting back. You know, they're playing with a little bit. You can't play loosey goosey. I mean, look at the Stars. I mean, they have way more talent than almost anybody, but they take shortcuts. They loop. They don't do hard edges, and they don't. I mean, and they lose to everybody now.
Getting back
now, Lindy Ruff look the genius. My man, Lindy Ruff,
your boy.
Looks like a moron because these guys are. You can't. It's in today's NHL. I wish it was the 80s. I wish it was. I wish Stevie Y put up 130 points. Mario has 180, and we're all playing 6-5 games. But that's not the way they play anymore. And you can't be throwing the puck around like Dallas does.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
that's because Dallas.
That's what Toronto was doing. They're just, loopy daisy. Hey, boo, look, get the puck. Who cares? Throw it around. And teams beat you then.
I think something happened in Toronto where guys didn't, they were believing their own press there for a while that everything was good. And the worst was the offender of the defenseman, and I'm blanking on his name right now, that came from Calgary, went to Toronto. He's their big number one defenseman.
Yeah. Dion Phaneuf.
Right. Enough.
But he's a step slower.
He had to recalculate his
angles.
He was believing that he was the king, and he isn't the king. He's got to put in 117% every game to get 90.
Well, and they went out and got a couple different defensemen. You know, they got a couple newer defensemen. They made some trades. Well,
Phaneuf still doesn't look great.
Well, I think it's still smoke and mirrors because I still think that Boston's, you know, Chara, I think, is
Chara's
back tomorrow.
Back.
And that's
back.
You know, yeah. That's
right.
Everything.
Right.
Because, yeah. I mean, they've been decimated.
Boston's been decimated.
They've been decimated. But, you know, it's one thing to be not score a goal. It's another thing to put Charb. I mean, he eats half the ice, half the game. He's still that good.
They need him.
Yeah.
They've had a couple big guys out.
Yeah. And Krejci, I think, will be back maybe at Christmas. But you know, I mean, they basically got swept out of the West Coast until they went to the fountain of youth that is the Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah, they had a tough West Coast. They had a tough West Coast swing.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
I mean, they didn't.
They
got beat up by everybody.
Yeah, they left. They left it all off. It's 7-4 in San Jose, right? That was.
Oh, I know. And Rask, I've never seen Rask look. Rask got sunburned from the goal line. I mean, I've never.
Sunburn.
But with SP 50 Rask. I mean, I've never seen Rask look bad. He looked bad.
He's had a tough year. So
yeah. Far. He hasn't been great, but he didn't look good at all. I mean, he's been hung out to dry. I mean, I especially because, I mean, you know, Jack Edwards, you know, Corey Krug and Barkowski. It's not Bobby Orr and, you know, Dennis Potvin.
Right. Well, you know, the West.
I mean, it's like their defense is not that good.
But it also, I think the Boston thing, the problem with them is sometimes they get cut up and we're tougher than everybody else. Rather than we play stronger hockey than everybody else.
Well, what's caught up to them now is for years they had the best four lines in the East.
Right.
And now they have one good line, and they're looking for a wing with Luch. He's looking for a center, and when they get a center, they need a wing. And right. Their second line is good with Bergevin and Marchand. Their fourth line is now their third line, and their fourth line is an AHL line. And they're missing Chara, and
And Krejci.
Also with Boston coming to the West and getting smacked around, that just shows you how much stronger the West is. The West is crazy strong.
Well, I was going to say that the West is really tough. To come out here on a West Coast swing is tough. But is there also something about just an East Coast team coming out here with the time change and everything? They always seem to play a little bit.
Well, you know, our great friend Bill Bird, like, he refuses to go to see him play the Kings now because he goes, they beat the Ducks and then they go to the beach and then don't worry about the Kings.
Right.
And Luch, last time we went, you know how much I love Luch. Luch must have enjoyed Manhattan Beach. It was a free skate for Luch. Whoever Luch Chitty accidentally bumped into,
He wasn't going out.
Hilarious. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Do you think that's true, though, that they party out here?
I think all teams. Course, that was the old legend. Your old Red Wings. That's what Earl always talks about. My favorite.
It's not even.
You know, Fedorov.
It's not
Lovins.
Most of them. Most of them take a couple days off and go to Vegas too.
Sure.
Like the team. The teams will do a couple days off in Vegas on their Western. So
that was the old Penguins that control the blackjack tables.
Now they're talking
between
about
the Kings games,
right?
You know,
they're talking about a Vegas team.
Yeah,
that's supposed to be one of the next.
Well, when they talk about, will it be full? Be full. But the problem is, it's going to be a second home game for every team. So your Penguins are there. It's packed with Penguins people. Your McCarthy's are there. Right, it's packed. There's a couple Vegas people. You know how it's like that kind of in some buildings? It's going to be way more in Vegas because people will arrange their vacations around to go see their team.
So there's a few locals, mostly.
Yeah, a few locals.
Mostly other.
Yeah, I would say three quarters it'll be.
I don't like it for. I don't want to be this guy. I'd rather see Seattle in Quebec City. I don't want to be the first team. Why can't the NHL be one of the leagues that doesn't? Why do we have to be the league that has to be the first one in Vegas? You know, because you're exactly right, though. And it's going to look bad. I mean, I'll love it. I personally, I would love a team in Vegas. But just as just someone who like respects the Shield, if you will, I'd rather just have it not be the. I'd rather just have the NHL not be that.
The reason they want to get a team in there first is because that building is going to be built. Yep. There will be a basketball team there. There will be something else. If they get in there first, they become the anchor tenant, and they get money from everything else. That's why they're trying to get in there.
Right. You're exactly right.
I went and saw Wranglers play there.
Right.
And they were well attended.
Is that at New Orleans?
New Orleans, yeah.
Right. But the thing with that is, though, you know, you're going to get guys on their off nights, bartenders, anybody. Hey, let's go see a Wrangler game. You're not going to get a guy, hey, I'm flying to Vegas with my three buddies. Let's go see an AHL game.
Right,
yeah.
But if you're from Pittsburgh, like, hey, Sid's in town. Boom.
Oh, you're going.
That's when you're going. You know,
I had a couple of buddies play at the IHL team there, and it was packed. They loved that, and that was at Thomas and Mack.
Right.
So
yeah,
yeah.
They dig their hockey.
They dig their hockey.
But it's going to be mostly guys from
the what I'm saying is you're going to have, not only are you going to have people that buy that, but you're also going to have hotels that push that.
Right. But it'd be like free comedy tickets. Hey, here's two tickets. So that I don't want to see empty. I mean, if the Coyotes move as much as I wouldn't want to see anyone move, I would be less.
Coyotes won't move.
I would be less upset because, I mean, I do it now. I go see Coyote games now just to get like $4 StubHub tickets. Yeah. It's easier than going to Anaheim, driving to Vegas. I mean, driving to Phoenix and seeing the Penguins.
It takes less.
On Friday?
It takes less time to get down than it does to get down
it
the
really
fly.
Does. Just fly to Burbank. Just be there in an hour and just turn
I
around.
I drive from Pasadena. Where their new, the arena is like way out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. It takes me like 4.5 hours.
It's right beside
hours.
Their football field, right?
Yeah. It takes me like 4.5 hours. I stubbed hub. I literally got $4 seats in the third row. Penguin.
Just this, on this recent trip?
No, it was during Sid's concussion era. So it was like less frenzy.
How are the Arizona fans?
They like it. I mean, the biggest mistake is they built a stadium. It would be like if the Kings built their stadium in Ontario.
Yeah, it's a drive.
It's a drive. It's not like it's.
It's not even that. It's you know, Ottawa did the same thing.
Right.
They built their, because the cheap owner built it like goddamn halfway to Toronto. So and people hate it because it's one road going in and one road coming out.
Yeah, it's in Hull.
Yeah, it's not. It would be great in Hull, to be honest with you.
Hull would be good,
and you could go see strippers too. Oh yeah, my God, Hull's got the craziest strippers
do
ever.
They really?
Oh yeah.
Wow. Hull.
What did I say? I would say it's the most. I would say that's the most girls who have a father that was a hockey player that they've never met.
That makes a good stripper.
Yeah, it makes a great stripper because they'll wear a mask.
That's a good one.
No, I was watching last night on NHL channel. They made a real big deal, as they should, over John Beliveau.
Yes.
Last night at the Bell Center.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive.
Well, it was... you don't get choked up watching John Beliveau walk around, I mean, you don't have a soul.
And they've been showing a lot of
They've been showing a lot of
Beliveau clips.
He looks like Lemieux.
Man, he looks good out there.
Yeah, he does.
He's strong.
He has that Lemieux, the bigger kind of skating guy with like the little like finesse moves. It's, I don't know. He looks like Lemieux. I get where Lemieux got it from. It's kind of almost where he takes his. He's almost like the American Beliveau or Pittsburgh's Beliveau.
It's like
because now he's at every game. He's the Lou Gehrig of hockey because he stretched from Rocket to the Flower, the original Flower,
and he had that classy vibe. And-
yeah, like you know, just like the Iron Horse stretched from Babe Ruth because Rocket's kind of like the Babe Ruth, to Joe D.
Yeah,
here's, going back to Beliveau and back to what we're talking about building a team. I think a lot of teams miss out on having a Beliveau where you have Yvan Cornoyer, Guy Lafleur, Serge Savard, stars that come onto a team that are young, and you have a massive star who knows about team. And these guys come onto a team, but they're the star. And they're young, and it goes to their head. And I don't blame them. I don't blame anybody at 20 years old.
Sure.
Millions of dollars and people cheering your name and two shirts with your name all. But there's not a guy that goes, hey, we're a team. This game is a team, and teaches those guys that become stars. And there's nothing wrong with being a star, but he was a star, and he taught those guys how to become a team.
Yeah, leadership.
Which made them win more Stanley Cups after he had retired.
That just goes to leadership. Yeah. You know what's funny is I did a lot of homework on Dallas this week, but Lindy Ruff.
How could you put up with that shit?
Lindy Ruff said.
What happened?
Really, Lindy Ruff said Sagan is super easy to coach and he loves work. I don't know if he's just, you know, blowing him just because he needs him, but that he's super coachable, super easy to work with. And he loves being his coach.
What's going on? We know
he got ran out of Boston, but they're talking about leader. But Sagan was a guy. I thought there was leadership in Boston. You know, like
with
you
who though?
What do you mean with who? With Chara and Bergevin and Krejci?
Oh, in Boston. I mean, I'm sorry. Dallas.
Dallas.
In Boston, they just said we've got enough. Let's get rid of him.
Right.
It wasn't. It wasn't that they didn't. They probably started to, but then they're like, we got enough. get rid of him. We don't feel like
you're right. And then they but Dallas, Louis Erickson, who can't hit the side of a barn.
Sometimes those guys fit in for some unknown reason, though, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, when he gets to Dallas, there's nobody above him, and there's no leadership on that team. And I like the Benn brothers, but there's got to be, you know, if I had been Dallas, I would have went after Iggy.
That would have been.
You mean this year?
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny is this is the year, because this is why we both, and I'm not to throw the captain under the bus, but I believe you picked them too to make a big run.
I thought that
we both were like Colorado. No,
Colorado.
I'm a big Dallas guy, but Colorado
Dallas.
For sure. Though we both were
we
like,
picked Dallas, I mean, we picked Colorado.
We were like, they're losing Stastny. That's huge. But I mean, Iggy's going to add all that.
And right.
But Iggy's still doing okay. They have other problems.
They've got problems that they can't figure out.
They have problems to figure.
They have goaltending problems. They have a lot of different problems.
Yeah, they have a lot of problems.
I hate to say it, he's Harbaugh. He's only got a couple year where the guys are going to listen to him, and it may have turned already.
I don't know. Here's what I've learned from Dallas is their power play cannot get good entry into the zone. Well, they got rid of maybe one of the top five all time greatest zone entry guys ever was Sergei Gonchar.
Yeah, Gonchar. Yeah,
but let this other kid, the other kid, the Klangenschmidt, or that guy,
Klangenschmidt.
That guy's a great rookie. I can't say his name right now. But I think they made a mistake. First of all, in getting Spezza, he wasn't what they needed.
That was an interesting pick.
That was the bet, and then they gave him $20 million over 4 years, and now he's playing the wing with Benn and Sagan. It's like he went a second line center.
Yeah.
They're the ones that needed Kessler.
But now how come they look so good in last year's playoffs?
Because they all bought in. And their third line last year played amazing. And this year, Roussel's running around, not doing much. Garbutt is just kneeing people, which I want to get into is, you know what? I don't care how many times you elbow someone in the head. I respect that 100 times more than sticking your knee out at someone or slew-footing someone.
Yeah.
And we got the goon of the week coming up later. I saw a lot of those this week.
A lot of that. And
that's terrible. But, I mean, you know, they just – you know, and Lettinen has been a wet paper towel. That hasn't helped the cause at all in Dallas. No. And he was great last year.
Yeah.
Kind of all starts with the goaltending. But, you know, Lindy Ruff. Hey, Lindy.
That's your boy.
Yeah. And like I said about Toronto, they're throwing the puck around. It's not, you can't.
Can't do that.
Can't throw the puck around.
You know, did you see Suter came out and went off on Mike Richards today?
Sutter,
I mean, yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, he just said that he was sloppy.
Yeah.
He made a sloppy play and cost him the game last night.
He did, but you know,
and they call him out in the paper like
in that many words.
Pretty much, yeah. He didn't say much.
Richard's sloppy.
Yeah. But I watched that whole game and I was watching it. I was angry. I'm like, man, I must really like the Kings because every game on the ticker is so much more interesting than this charade in Buffalo. Gee, wait, Kings, please, what are you doing? Every team except Montreal when they just forgot to show up for two games. You go in there, you beat the crap out of the Sabres, and you leave.
They can't do it.
I mean, come on. That put hockey back 35 years. And that's another point I want
they
to get
lost
to.
Their last
and I'm glad they have Mr.
There.
Bag here. I know that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're like they lost. Yeah.
They're 1-13.
Yeah.
In Buffalo.
The food isn't
the Kings are?
I mean, yeah.
You know what it is?
The food isn't that good, and believe me, the women aren't either. So why are you 1-13 in Buffalo?
Check. Is that their first game on the road? I bet you they're coming up to. They're going out. They're going on the road. I bet you that they have at least a 4-game road trip.
And they just.
I bet you it's just the beginning. You talked about travel, but I think it's going from here. With weather and getting into the kick of winter in the East and Canada.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if
Mr.
that was their
Bag,
first game.
I respect your opinion and I love you. I love your opinion.
But
I love you.
They're professionals.
No, not even they're professionals. It's they didn't run into Montreal. They ran into Boston.
But that's what
they,
I'm saying.
They ran into the Buffalo City. Ted Dolan.
I'm also saying it's because it's such a shitty team. You don't get up for it. Yeah, that all. You get off a plane. Yep, they probably arrived the day before. They're like, what the fuck?
You don't
what
get
the,
up for it. Yeah.
You're coming out of Hermosa Beach.
Yeah, but like if you, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, but it's like if you don't get up, you can like, oh, you're doing someone a favor. You're doing you're doing a showcase at the Buffalo Funny Bone, and you can knock it up for it. You can walk on stage and you can still kill. Dude, it's a matter of, I saw that power. It's, dude, come on.
I know what you said.
The headline of the paper said today, Kings played down to the level of their competition.
Is that what it said?
Right. Well, they should have been playing in the AHL.
Kings make Lakers look good.
I want to say a point of this because Ian's here. I think the officiating since they've gone to the two officials have been pretty good in the NHL. Mm-hmm. And I haven't really complained about it as a whole. In general, I don't think the officiating hasn't been that bad. This year, I think the officiating has been terrible on the level of, I saw more boards and they absolutely boarded Kopitar last night. Absolutely boarded him. Nothing called. Kopitar, A, is a big guy, and B, he's a superstar in this league. He got crushed head first, nothing called. Then I watch another game, just a little measly shoulder. Guy leaned on the guy who turned the other way. It's like a 5-minute major, blah, blah, blah. Can you please explain to me, Mr. Bag, the difference in all these boarding calls?
Well,
not to put you on the spot, but do you feel that way?
There have been some weird calls.
I'm just going to show you this photo. You see that photo?
The Three Stooges.
I was getting my vision checked the other day, and they have a picture on the wall of all these old referees, and they got the thickest glasses on. You see what you want to see.
Yeah.
And also, I hate to say it, it always depends. And you know comedy, it's the same as comedy. Some days you take things on the stage with you that you would never take on stage with you. Just once in a while, you'll take something on stage. Sometimes a ref takes something on the ice. And sometimes he's just not in the game. That's all there is to it. I don't care who. I know everybody's saying, "Oh, they're professionals." Yeah, they're professionals, but they're humans.
But they're human.
Yeah. I mean, but I've just watched literally like taps. Like I've seen taps. Guys tapping guys. Yeah, you know, he's kind of leaned on him. He's against the boards. Didn't crush him in the numbers, just kind of bumped into him. That's a board. 5 minutes, you're gone. Then I see someone, Kobe got run. It's just like nothing.
Are you talking the same game?
Yeah, last night. Well, like that, like the Evander Kane, the 2 minutes they made a big deal. They wanted to shut down Canada because he boarded the other guy the other night.
Right.
It was a 2 minute in my days. That's a 2 minute board. He shouldn't have done it. Right.
Right.
Now I saw 5 hits last night, Shannon, around that looked all. They were all worse than that.
Right.
It wasn't even nothing. Nothing.
What do you think it is?
I don't know what it is. That's why
I honestly think it is what I said, though.
It's just, okay. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't want to say it's, I don't, you know, because I think, like I said, in the one referee system, I thought the referee in the NHL was on the level of the WWF, where guys like Paul Stewart, Carey Frazier, Van Helleman, Gregson, everyone. Only like the guys they just put in, McCreary was like the only straight up ref that like you got a real game. Right. I mean, Carey Frazier, you knew Paul Stewart, you knew what game you were getting into when they announced who the ref was going to be. But I thought the two system ref doesn't ruin the game.
It doesn't ruin the game. Do you think it ruined the game yesterday when you're talking about like these hits? Did it ruin the game, or is it just something that was gotten away with?
No, it's just something that I was just like, wow, that guy crushed Kopitar in the back. The ref was standing right there and just like nothing. And then just
they might get called up on the carpet to say, hey, how did you miss this later on? And that fixes it later. But if it ruins the game, I would suspect people would be saying
it didn't ruin the game. Homerism, but like, okay, I reviewed the Jágr when Jágr got crushed by Bortuzzo. I'm like, you know what? Was kind of predatory. He is a living legend. He's my saint. He's on my Christmas tree. Jaromir Jagr. He is. He's on my Christmas tree. Yeah, he is on my Christmas.
Is he gambling it away?
No, no. He's on my tree. So I mean, I love it. Okay, two games, but you know, and then you know, you had
Well, to knock down Jagr like that, it's not like Jagr's a little guy or weak.
Well, now
no. But then the next day, the next game, our guy. What's his name? Sid's Hornquist, feet in his puck, absolutely drilled the whole predatory, unsuspecting thing. Nothing. Hornquist skated to the bench like a man.
Now, right. Do you think
then the next game, same thing, stick at the guy's feet, his puck at his feet, still comes up, cleans him. He's my nomination for Goon of the Week. Cleans him, and then Chiasson comes over to fight him, and he bloodies Chiasson. He wins the hit, wins the fight, but still's knocked out of the game. Which was a clean hit. Right. And then you show, it's like, I don't understand. Now it's like this, there's a willy-nilly, and I'm not trying to be Mr. Like, I defend, I love Gino fights for himself and defends teammates. I love superstars that don't give a crap about anybody. They fight their own fights. There's something, there's too much willy-nilly about you can hit this. It's not even superstars or non-superstars. It's just, I see love taps, 5-minute majors, and I see people getting run, and it's
also,
like nothing.
Now, do you think reviews?
But also, I would say that you're getting payback for other things that you've done on those willy-nilly things. They've gotten away with something. Now you've done that. Now I've got you.
Now, so you're saying Hornquist got away with a couple hooks?
Hooks, elbows to the face, something. He's gotten away with something. They've said, okay, we've noticed it. They've been talked to by a linesman, by the bench.
During the game. Okay, that's the example that we get here on Puck Off with the great Ian.
See, that's why he's our number one.
That's why he's number one. Yeah, no. That's what I was. That makes way more sense than the ref is a bad. Because I don't.
Sometimes when they call like the whole game like that, you're like, all right, this guy just hasn't gotten off the plane yet.
Well, do you think with the inception of more reviews, with reviews in general, they never used to have reviews, does that put something in the ref's head?
Yeah, they know.
They're like, I don't want to make a mistake here.
How about just the fact that sometimes some of these games, they've been wearing cameras on their head, like that. How do you not notice? You can't say I didn't notice when the camera's looking at the exact same thing.
It's like a cop cam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. My thing with referees is as long as they're human, it's going to be, no, it's not even referees. It's just as long as it's always going to be, there's always going to be a fuzzy line. It's not going to be a clear
And I don't want to sound like a guy complaining. I just think this year's been much, and really not even really around the Penguins, because I think that most of our games have been pretty fair. Like, I don't really have a complaint in the Penguin games. Like I said, I thought the Jagr, looking back, I think the Jagr thing was correct. I think all games I'm just seeing boarding is the one I don't understand. It seems like a lot of guys get boarded and nothing's called.
It's inconsistent.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't call every board.
The boarding's supposed to be your body's, it's absolutely your head's 90 degrees with the boards, right? Is that what?
I want to ask you one about that happened this week. Corey Perry's out for several weeks now with his knee.
Yeah.
Because of that check with Ballard. Ballard did a hip check. It looked like a pretty good check, actually, like a clean check, like a good check. But then he kind of pushed him into the boards and held him there, and twisted his knee. He's trying to block him because he later said in the paper, he said, I wasn't trying to hurt him. He goes, but he's a 50-goal scorer. I didn't want him getting behind me and going in for a breakaway. Yeah. But it looked like, he got some criticism for him, and it looked like he held him there a little too long. I don't know.
Oh, he's up for the Goon of the Week. He pinned him against the wall a little bit, but he went low. He didn't go knee low. He went Charlie Horse thigh low that he screwed up Perry's knee.
But that's as long as that's legal.
And see, that to
me. You think that was a clean hit?
What's illegal?
Yeah.
He didn't get a penalty, did he?
That to me is way more dirty than most of the hits that they call dirty now.
The little guys used to do that to us all the time when I played. They just go low on you and you fly over top of them, or they hold you and one leg would stay there and your rest of your body would fly over top. It just, but it's legal and it looks disastrous.
But those low hits are where you get hurt.
Those cops are coming to tell me I'm wrong right
now. That's how we work on this show.
I want to go back to, can I go back a couple weeks?
Sure.
Can I go back to when Lucic fought the dude in Columbus?
You mean when he got sucker punched? Yeah.
Do you think he got sucker punched?
No, I don't. And we actually gave that guy Goon of the Week.
You gave him Goon of the Week?
I love Luch, but hey, Luch deserves it. You know, he talks a big game, and then he tried to whine, and he got sucked. You were both in a fight, and he hit your first Luch.
Yeah, that's what I felt, too. I was like, and I'm a big Luch fan. I'm like, oh, geez. But I was just like, oh, please shut up when he started talking. I'm like, no, just say, yeah, I got my clock clean. It happens every once in a while.
Yeah. I mean, that was.
He doesn't like to admit that he
anything. Luch doesn't know cameras were invented.
What did he say?
He said got sucker. He said I didn't think we were fighting, and then he punched me in the head.
Y'all
but he did have his gloves off quick, man. That guy had his gloves off quick.
Hey, that's why you do it.
I know that's why
against Luch.
What do you think about linemen congratulating him after linemen congratulated him?
Like really,
the next game they're like, hey, you have a good right hand, kid.
Well, here's the thing. That's what we're talking about referees. I'm sure referees are tired of Luch talking. And they were happy about him getting clocked.
I'm sure they're tired of peeling them off of people.
Do you think
sure. that happens in all sports, too? I mean, a Terrell Owens or somebody annoys a ref, so later they get a bad call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to slip it in when you can.
I really didn't want to. I mean, well, that's what they said, that, you know, the Penguins had their power plays like a 45% the first month and a half. And then whatever, Crosby got tripped in the garden. He didn't call and he smashed his stick. And now the Penguins got like two power plays, like one and a half a game now for the last five games.
Right.
That's conspiracy theory.
It's not conspiracy theory. It's just
human nature.
If somebody tries to bully me, I got my chance. I'm going to bully you back.
I mean, in people in Pittsburgh listening, you know who I'm talking about. I mean, apologizing for Crosby is a cottage industry in Pittsburgh. I mean, you know, there's people that have bought houses on apologizing for Crosby, and I am not one of those people. And to me, right now, the MVP, and I love it, is Gino. Have you been watching him play at all?
Gino's had a wild year.
He is just dominant. When Gino gets his burn, his saddle, you know what? I've waited three weeks to put it out. It's a couple sentences away. He's been everything, and he's been called everything in this league. From champion to the rookie of the year to MVP, Hunter, and he's been called every bad word, too. You know, he's never been a leader. He is a leader this year.
He's taking charge.
I think he's trying to stay in the country when they kick all the other players out because Russia's screwing around too much.
It seems like
he wants to stay here in the NHL.
Well, he does. He was pissed about what happened. Him and Ovechkin got a legitimate beef against the KHL.
Yeah.
At that Olympics. I mean, that's a joke. Awesome. Not having Ovi and Malkin on your number one power play unit.
Come on.
That's a joke.
It also says how screwed up Russia is. It just like as a country, like, okay, so you're going to the Olympics. It's in your town, but your best guys, you're just going to, all right, then good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck. Put your leader on a horse with no shirt on, but don't use your. I want to bring up the Calgary Flames. I went to a Calgary Flames game the other day. And
who did you see?
I seen Calgary. Who was the other team? Calgary and Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. And they talk about an on fire ticket right there.
Where were you playing?
I was in Calgary at the Laugh Shop, and I sat two rows back. I picked it up, scalped it, two rows back, right behind the Calgary net. $100. They were $300 tickets.
Yeah.
Sweet. So
on a Saturday night.
Sweet.
Wow.
Yeah, so hockey night in Canada game. And honestly, I want to hate the Calgary Flames, but holy crap, are they fun to watch.
Yeah, they're looking good.
They're really, really fun to watch. Yeah. That whole team is just fun. Nashville wasn't bad either.
Nashville's real good.
That coach is really...
Oh, LaViolette. Thank God Philly got rid of him. Isn't that hilarious? it was like the miracle on ice is when they fired LaViolette and took Berube.
Yeah.
How good is Johnny Hockey?
He was really fun to watch. Yeah, he did some plays.
He's stealing rookie of the year from our boy Tanner.
Is he?
Tanner Pearson. He's the, well, and, you know, and Vey, your guy, the old L.A. King.
Yeah, he's He's looking good.
He's in the top five of scoring. Forsberg, though, the other four. I picked Nashville like 15th in the East, and I said, "Oh, really? I'm like, they got the wrong Forsberg, or the West, excuse me. I'm like, they got the wrong Forsberg. They're never gonna. Oh yeah, I buried Nashville.
So what's Johnny Hockey's claim to fame? I mean, what's he?
I think he's just a college kid, right? Is that what he is? But he just his moves. You know what I seen it. They said he looks a lot like Paul Kariya when he plays.
Yeah.
And he does look a lot like Paul Kariya, but I would say a little faster. Because when I used to go see Paul Kariya, I was never impressed by his speed. His brother was fast. His brother played for the Canucks for a while, and I thought he was really fast. But that guy plays above his size. So as long as he doesn't get elbowed in the head and start coming down with concussions, he'll be fine.
So what are you saying?
He's a small guy.
Okay.
He's a very small guy. He's, I think they list him at 5'11", and I would probably say he's maybe 5'10 with skates on.
You know, we were just talking the other day. We had a guest who was, we were talking about how some of the small guys, they know how to, they'd slip, like, you know, St. Louis, Briere. They know how to slip those checks and get in spots.
But there's different. There's St. Louis is
he's a Hall of Famer, I understand.
But he's a fire hydrant. He's built like a brick shithouse. He's wide and thick. There's Paul Kariya would walk in here, and Frazier would be able to throw him around, and you would not, you know, it's and nothing against Frazier.
I still kind of doubt that, but okay.
but he's original six coming out.
he's a small guy. He's like a thin.
He's slight.
He's slight, yeah, he's not, and yeah. Yeah, whereas Marty St. Louis, you could go drinking with, and he's probably going to beat up a couple people.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's thick and strong.
Speaking of Marty's in the Hall of Fame, what about Martin Brodeur?
Wow.
Back in blue.
How's he looking?
Good. You know, what's funny is I heard the great analysis because I watched a couple games, and I was like, man, he doesn't look good at all. He looks terrible. And then someone on the NHL Network said, yeah, Marty, look good. Because you're not used to seeing, he's such an old school goaltender. You're not used to watching people goaltend like him anymore.
Right.
Okay. Like he has his own style just like you haven't seen in years. And then I watched him after that. And I'm like, yeah, he just looks like Brodeur. He's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, and Allen has played so bad now. I mean, talk about hearing the footsteps or the whispers. Well, I mean, Allen, I tweeted, wow, Allen really wants Brodeur to be on his team.
They got Brodeur just in time.
Yeah, they did.
They did, but you know who makes me laugh about Brodeur and then what in Anaheim, Brizgalov.
Yeah.
Did you see how much they signed him for a year?
Yeah.
2.8.
Yeah.
That guy's made more money.
Stop less pucks.
Stop, but just being signed by teams that needed somebody because he got all that Philadelphia money.
Yeah.
And then he ended up someplace else and got a bunch of money. Then he ended up last year in Minnesota because they remember they needed a goalie. He got signed for like a couple million there. And now he's getting another $3 million.
He's the go-to guy.
It's impressive.
But let's remember why this all started. And look who the goaltender is in Calgary.
Oh, Hiller.
Hiller.
Yeah.
Hiller's playing great in Amazing. Calgary.
He's looking good, yeah.
And you know what?
Him and Boudreau did not get along, right?
Bruce, never underestimate how Barbecue Bruce can mess up a hockey team. And look, and then that's going to be Gibson for whatever reason. And then Anderson's a hell of a goaltender, though. I would never play Brizgalov over Anderson.
Yeah, I'm sure they're putting him as a backup.
He's backup.
Yeah, but what team needs Brizgalov having the press conference every day saying, like, the Martians are here and he's afraid of... I mean, Brizgalov is not a guy you want on in the team.
Brizgalov is a commie that has got... that's got making money down to a T.
He's got it like, down. He grasped capitalism real fast.
He's so got capitalism down. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm just like, oh my God, that Russian is fantastically making more money.
I know, but isn't that a ridiculous? I mean, like, how'd he get 2.8
million? 2.8.
And they're giving Brodeur like lunch money.
1 point, and then they're giving 800,000.
He's getting 800,000.
But isn't he getting? He's getting all sorts of bonuses where he can walk
20 grand to win.
Yeah, so he could walk out with like a lot of money, right?
If he wins.
I have a friend that's a trainer in St. Louis, and I said, what's it like keeping grandpa up? He said, it's all good other than the diapers.
Speaking of, your friend is not the goalie coach in Edmonton, right? Because he got canned.
No, my friend.
Because of course, it was all the goaltending coaching in Edmonton.
Well, Edmonton's fucked. That's all I'm going to say. Edmonton is the biggest fucked team out there.
Did you see how they threw McTavish?
I mean, Tavish needs to be thrown under the bus.
But did you see his deer in headlights? I mean, like poor Craig McTavish. Oh, he was out there. They threw him out for a press conference. What's he going to say? Yeah, we're terrible. I mean, what's there to address?
Yeah, what can you say? Well,
and I love McTavish.
Whatever the president's name is. What's the president there? Kevin Lowe?
Is it Kevin Lowe? He's terrible.
His best friend. We got all dicky with the press there once, and he said, "If anybody knows anything about winning, it's me."
Really?
Really? Because they won.
I mean, if anyone knows anything about carrying Wayne Gretzky's golf clubs,
I was going to say you know about winning when you're playing. You don't know winning about putting a team on the ice. You haven't won anything. Big difference.
And Kevin Lowe was like the eighth best player on that team.
Eighth.
I would say 11. Okay. Well, I'm just being, 12. I didn't make a statement. I couldn't, you know, like, I didn't want to say 15th and then you start naming him. It's like, okay.
I would say 8th.
Well, you know what I mean.
He's got two goalies ahead of him.
You know what I mean.
So you think he does.
Andy Moog.
And
Grant Fuhr.
Yeah.
You think the Oilers.
And then also, what's his face that won a couple cups with him there?
Ranford.
Ranford, who's a goalie coach for LA.
Yeah.
So,
you think they're the biggest mess in hockey?
Yeah.
Oilers?
Absolutely. Buffalo is in a financial mess of having to. I think Buffalo could at some point just suddenly become good.
Terry Pegula is like a trillionaire.
Right, but that's because you're a trillionaire doesn't mean you're giving your kids.
No, well, he did. No, he did because he bought Penn State a hockey program. He wants to spend money. He's like a fan. I don't need to now, thank God, because we got Lemieux in charge. But, you know, he's like, if I won the Penguins, it's like he's like that guy.
Right.
Like he immediately changed logo. You know, he immediately brought some of the famous logo. He brought the French Connection line in and all that, you know, like boom.
Smart.
Yeah. Like
Winnipeg's impressed me this year.
They look good. Yeah, well, that was my pick.
Yeah, they're looking good.
Winnipeg's,
Kane just got that two gamer right there.
Yeah, he needed a rest. I like that coach.
Paul Maurice.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a game there?
I'm going in January, February. I'm going.
Are you?
Game. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do a week there.
Love to see them. Love to see them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah,
that's a cool little team.
I take some of these gigs just to go to games.
That's cool. Yeah. I think that's cool.
It hurts. The Evander Kane sweepstakes are no one's playing this year,
right?
Because they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to get rid of Kane.
They're not going to get anybody. They're going to get rid of anybody.
No,
it's really funny how that team came together last year
with Maurice.
Yeah, with Maurice, who's intense as shit, but also seems like a really nice guy. But he also seems like there's a lot of staring through people going on in his world.
he's put winners on everywhere except kind of Toronto.
I don't know. Toronto's.
That's what I'm saying. Toronto, very few people have.
Toronto's, yeah. And it's not been in this century. I like them. I hope they keep going. The team that I am curious about the most is Ottawa.
Well, is the coaching
new
change?
Coach?
Paul McClain.
Did you see McClain's speech when he left?
I missed it. I saw Sylvester the Cat speech. Brian Murray's. Now he talks with a lisp.
Yeah, yeah.
Murray.
McClain had a
He threw McClain under the bus.
They all threw McClain under the bus.
Did
you see McClain giving his resume though?
He should.
But McClain is. I think that team is what I go back to, where their stars are, but nobody. Nobody that can control for them to look up.
You
to.
Don't make a light skating, fairy, high scoring defenseman your captain.
He's got sweet hair though.
You don't make
him. Come on, Barknik. Maybe you do that.
Yeah. They should have made Chris Neal. They should have made Chris Neal the captain.
Somebody there. They should.
I mean, no. I mean, he's like the captain of that team. And hopefully there'll be a fire sale and come on down to Pittsburgh, Mr. Neal. him and Hartnell and Simmons are three guys I hate, but
him on their team?
Oh, I always say I would. When Hartnell was a Flyer, I would have given him a piggyback ride the whole Pennsylvania Turnpike to come to Pittsburgh. Dude, wow. you think
he'd rather take a plane.
You see him on Sid's wing. He'd get he gets 70 but goals and 500
points. How great would that be, though?
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's
like nobody. I don't.
Hartnell's the best.
I don't know why some people don't chase after the dreams that we want. Some of these guys. I'm like, why are we not chasing after?
I mean,
that
but
guy?
Neil would be a perfect. I mean, if the fire sale comes, I would think Neil's the first guy. Remember how Steve Ott's always every trade deadline. Everyone's at Steve Ott. I don't. Now that Ott was finally probably done, I would say Neil's got to be number one on everyone's list of you want for the playoffs.
I'm curious what happens there, though, because that owner's cheap.
Well, Murray's delusional. I thought McClain was doing a hell of a job with that roster. How is that team 500?
Murray?
Murray's delusional.
It's a horrible, horrible situation. And Murray's dying of cancer. Like, he's got terminal cancer.
Oh. Well, he's never going to see him win.
But I'm just in charge of that team, and you go, okay, I've known people that have been sick with cancer and they don't make the best decisions.
Well, that's true.
And you're just like, has that had anything to do with it? Or has the owner come down and made the decisions? Because I know the press isn't going after Murray because of his sickness. So you'd go, what's the deal there? Yeah. You fire him the day after a win? Yeah, like that didn't even make sense.
No, they did have like 4 days off though. Have like 3 days off, and then you get a couple days of practice. Well,
that doesn't matter. You don't fire him after a win.
No,
I don't think so either. I don't know. I don't know how you fire him.
I thought he was doing okay. It's not his fault.
Yeah, look at that roster.
There's a guy in Canada, Stuart Francis, that used to have the best joke about Brian Murray because he has that lisp. He goes, he just loved to have people go in and ask him questions. Did Al had S's on him? What are you guys doing? Well, we're trying to take some slap shots and wrist shots.
we hope he gets better. We feel bad he has cancer. But Mr. Murray, you caught someone. Cancer, well, he really threw McClain under the bus. He said he's changed as a person.
That was weird. Right?
I mean, it's like
his mustache has gotten bigger.
we got two things we got to do here. First of all, the fantasy update.
Fantasy update.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, there we go. Maria's on it.
Maria's on it. No off days for her.
Nope.
Sad to report.
What happened?
Area 51 has passed me by half a point.
What?
Yes. Letang didn't play last couple games, and Mata didn't play, and Fleury gave up a few too many against Mr. Bags, Parrish.
Wow!
So I'm a half a point behind now.
Half a point.
The race for the Puckoff Cup. So while we got Maria, and we're running out of
Goon
time.
Goon of the week.
A goon of the week.
That's when you know you're in a good town. Seeing a hockey game when they play a lot of AC/DC.
Yeah, man.
Well, I was in the garden. I'm doing this on stage now. I didn't recognize any of the songs they were playing between the. I'm like, how old am I? It used to be all AC/DC, then like one Metallica song.
Right.
They were playing hip hop. It's a new generation.
New
Where was this?
In Madison Square Garden. The new garden.
It's nice.
But it's nice. But still, that sometimes when they play that some of that music, it was go to some of those games. I'm like, shut up.
I know. Well, I get offended. Like the in music that the Kings play before the game, I don't really like.
But it's all about AC/DC.
It is. It really is. All right. Here we go. So here we go. And we'll let Mr. Bag pick the Lagoon of the Week.
Okay.
Actually, when we used to do this, it was like fun. It's still fun, but it used to be like a couple a week. There's been so much goonery and BS now. It's like I didn't even pick as many as I could.
A long list, though.
So I think this is the one I'm kind of leaning on is Kevin Klein of the New York Rangers lost half his ear to a high stick. Came back, game-winning goal, beat my Penguins, but I still like that one. Stanton against Hornquist. Stanton, cheap shot, not cheap shot, whatever. No penalty call, but he ran him. Ballard's hip check. I'll graciously call it a hip check.
On Perry.
Against Perry. It was BS. Kane's board. Kane's board. He boarded Stoner. Got two games. The Tampa Bay Buffalo all out line brawl. Which I thought was just good. Just good old fashioned hockey.
Yeah.
We always go for a nice old fashioned line.
I love a line brawl.
A couple of those ones were skipped their captain. Then another personal favorite one of mine, Zach Kill crushed Kyle Torres in the neutral zone. And then Alex Chason came up to fight him, and he bloodied Chason in one punch. So good as Zach Seale, even though he hasn't had a point in since the seventh grade picnic, to quote the great Mike Lang. He's actually approaching a record for most NHL starts without a point.
Wow.
For a skater. And then we got Martin hit Ballard, and then Palmerville stepped in. Mark Martin hit Ballard, and Palmerville stepped in and fought Martin. So we like Palmerville for that one. Desjardins, Rand Gatsik, and my old enemy, John Scott, stepped in.
Of course.
But you know what? Finally did what a goon's supposed to do. He defended Gatsik, and then just a big F for a failure to communicate Ryan Garbuck with the slew foot, which I cannot stand.
You don't like those slew foots?
No, on Buffoon. Big Buff. Don't hurt Big Buff.
Don't
hurt Big Buff. So we let the guests pick the goon of the week.
I hate to say it. It's between Tampa and Buffalo and Kevin Klein. I'm gonna go with Kevin Klein.
Kevin Klein. Yeah, there we go.
You can lose a top
if you
of your
lose
ear.
An ear,
yeah,
and still score the game winning goal.
That's what we do. So
he seems like the kind of guy that loves to have a couple brews and punch people in the
head. Yeah, man. He didn't need that ear.
No,
he's a hockey player.
Now, can we talk just 1 second about Red Wings? About my Red Wings?
Yeah, I started the show with that.
What do you think?
Come on.
They're looking good, aren't they?
They reload. I don't hate to tell you. It's that they don't rebuild. They reload.
Well, the man said, Babcock said, best team he's had, in what is like 6-7 years now.
How about some of those young players?
Well, Tatar and Nyquist.
Killing them. Nyquist.
That's your guy.
About him, man.
That's your guy. But, and they're filling out the roster. They got Helm back now.
Helm is back. That really helps.
Howard needed to play, and he's been playing great.
He's playing great this year.
Who's the backup there this year? It's not what's his face, right? They got rid of Jonas Gustafsson. He's not there.
He has that weird name.
Who is the backup?
He's playing not too bad. Here's my other question that I have for you guys. Todd Bertuzzi is not in the league this year?
No.
Bertuzzi was not re-signed.
Was he blackballed?
Bertuzzi was not re-signed.
Was he blackballed?
I don't know.
Did they get that all?
He was a healthy scratch many a night in Detroit last year.
He could still play someplace.
Don't you think?
Don't tell me he wouldn't help out in Winnipeg Edmonton.
Don't tell me Ryan Malone couldn't play on the fourth line in Pittsburgh. That's a disgrace. your backup. Oh, it is Jonas Gustafsson.
They must have brought up somebody for a while. Gustafsson must have been hurt or something. I see another name in there.
No, I did too. That's why
I thought he was gone.
It's go to the videotape. Mazurek.
Maybe, yeah.
M-R-A-Z-E-K.
Where's he from? What's his deal?
That's a lot of homework at the 59-minute bell.
At the 59-minute bell. Well, here's the thing. It's all going to change right now. No, I think it's all good. I think it's been a
great
year.
He's from Czechoslovakia.
Yeah. They love their Europeans there.
Yeah, they do.
They love their Euro goalies.
They know how to make it work.
They got four.
You talk about four lines that can play. Erickson's playing really well too.
Erickson's playing real good.
Getting Helm back really helps.
Alfredson had to give it up. That was sad, but
he did. And then he made amends with our guy up in Ottawa.
Yeah, yeah,
which was a big deal.
And then fired right the day afterwards. So
I'm going to look at Detroit one more time because there's a couple names they could give. Going to give shout outs to that I just really.
What book you got there?
My Bible every year. The Hockey News.
You gotta give shout outs to Hockey News and start bringing. Trying to get some of those writers in here.
Yeah. Stephen Weiss woke up from the dead.
Oh yeah,
I was waiting for him for 2 years. Yeah, he finally came up.
Yeah.
He gave him like 5 goals in 3 nights. That was huge. Of course, Yurko's playing. I always call him Sheehan, but it's Shahan.
Sheehan.
Yeah. Drew Miller. Helm and look at that.
Helm really helps.
Yeah, and Smith on the back end's playing good.
It's a
for a kid,
and they
got the best coach in hockey, and they got one of the best leaders in Zetterberg.
500 wins,
and they got the witch. Datsu is still
he's still a witch.
It's like I say. It's the coach, and then the leaders.
Starts at the top.
Yeah, start at the top.
They were and they were one shift away from moving on last year. They were one shift away.
One
line change away is the captain sorely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know.
All right. Is it time to wrap it up?
Time to wrap it up.
What a show.
But we did start out. I said, look who's on top. Remember?
Yep, you did.
I have to give you credit.
I just want
to
bring
we're all three are on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now. Because the Islanders blew two, first team ever to blow 2-3 goal leads in the third period in a row.
Oh, the Islanders.
Is that right?
But they got Visnovsky back, and they got Grabner back. Love Grabner, but they just lost Cizikas.
Is it in the new year or is it next year that they move to Brooklyn? When do they move to Brooklyn?
Next year they move to Brooklyn. This is the last year on the island.
I think I'm looking forward to seeing what happens because you could see a whole ball of wax change.
You mean that Tavares gets his due as one of the five greatest players in the league right now?
Well, I think it also ups their status of getting players in there because suddenly you're playing in Brooklyn. You're all of a sudden you're part of that. You're part of Manhattan.
Yeah.
No. Well, yeah, so, I understand that.
And completely. Even more Brooklyn gear so going
guys,
out the door.
So guys want to come play there.
And honestly, they do. You know what? In the way they're playing, though, and I watched them play in the playoffs 2 years ago, and they said that Tavares got hurt in the Olympics. They don't need anyone to come play with them. They're pretty good.
I don't
they're
like. I still not even though he's playing Halak.
Halak.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
He's a question mark. But who you get? Who you gonna get for Halak? I mean.
Right. Who do you get right now?
Who would I get?
They should have chased after Luongo.
They should have chased after Brodeur.
Well, you know, they were up 4-1 last night.
I just don't know how long Brodeur can last.
I think Brodeur's problem is his ego.
He's like Kobe.
It's his ego, though. If like, Brodeur would have said, I'll play 20 games and be your backup, he would have stayed in Jersey.
Right.
He's running, you know.
And what's his face? He's playing great in Jersey.
He's playing pretty good.
Yeah.
He's playing pretty good.
Kincaid played there last night. Was it last night or the night before?
Kincaid last night.
Reuben Kincaid.
Yeah. Reuben Kincaid. He came off the bus and played.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Still taking the bus to the game. Yeah.
All right. And a shout out, of course, to the great Jaromir Jagr, as well as on my tree. He is now in fifth place, passed up Michel Dion.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Up next is my favorite hockey player born of natural birth, Ron Francis.
Oh.
Because we all know that Lemieux and Yags have been from divine intervention.
Okay. By the way, have you guys ever had the mumps? Half of the NHL has the mumps.
Now, what's your theory? I think it's the same. Some puck bunny had the mumps in the same town.
One net, everybody put a puck in.
There's a bartender at the Windsor Hyatt.
At the Hull Strip Club.
You know what? It could be...
something like that, right?
They could have all trained at the same place in the off season, and they might have had some dirty towels floating through there.
What is the mumps?
I don't know.
Mumps is not good.
It's not good.
But it's also...
I can't look that up in the hockey news.
It's also something that you get usually as a child. Right.
Right. Yeah. I thought it was one of those things that like isn't invented anymore.
You
like,
get one.
Polio or whatever.
Well, yeah. We got all those fucking idiots that want to get rid of us getting inoculated and don't think that vaccinations are any good. And then they can't figure out why the mumps and the measles are back again.
That's the problem right there.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's not the Olympics, it's not going to ruin hockey.
Yeah.
What's worse for hockey, the Olympics or the mumps? The World Cup's coming back. We got to go.
Can we call it Canada Cup again? Come on.
Mr. Bag, you're huge everywhere around the world. But you're going to be in Canada. Plug those.
I'll be in Windsor on the 27th. There's a you can go to my Facebook or my website, ianbag.com. I'll be in Windsor one night only. I'll also be in San Jose one night only at Rooster Teeth Feathers for
years. Yay.
I'll be the night before at the hockey game in San Jose. I also got Winnipeg coming up in February. So just check me out on ianbag.com and contact me, hate me, whatever you want to do. If you do decide to send me hate mail, don't be a pussy and turn off your Twitter right after you say something.
Oh, we never do that.
No.
Some of these guys do it.
Oh, yeah, no.
And you rebut them, and then they turn off. I'm just like, you.
Come on.
You, and I know you're not guys, supposed to say it, homo.
Guys know that I respond to almost all the traffic I get. And sometimes I don't retweet, though. If you swear, I don't retweet you. because I try to maintain a little.
I don't mind swearing.
A little decorum.
I don't mind swearing, but any sort of racial stuff, I don't.
No. Well, that's.
Well, there's guys that think it's funny, and it's just not funny. It's just not.
Come on, guys. Yeah. Come on. Keep your stick up.
Yeah.
Or down.
Yeah.
Or down.
Keep it on the ice. Get ready for the pass.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Two hands. I will be at the. Keeping it rolling. The IT show's first Tuesday of every month. The Ice House, and then I'll be at the Improv next Tuesday. And then I'll be at the Comedy Store for Christmas Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Jesus. Thanks, yeah. Captain. And then remember, the All-In Christmas Tour, me and Verzi. Yeah.
I know our schedule better than he does.
Crushing it next year. East Coast, early 2015. The All-In Tour, me and Paul Verzi. The Captain.
Come on, I'm doing my Christmas special on KLOS.
There you go.
I don't know what time. Sometime on Christmas Day, so check it out.
During 95.5
KLOS.
And you're going to be in Detroit.
Yeah, I'm in Detroit, but I'm going to tape it.
Right, but I mean,
but don't tell anybody.
Your shows you're going to play.
Oh, I'm going to be in Detroit at the Comedy Castle, 18, 19, and 20.
That's awesome.
Great club. Great club.
Awesome. Coming out to support the Captain, the original six.
It's a castle. It's even got a drawbridge.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Our fans, we love you. Thank you so much. Keep sending in the tweets. The great Maria, we love you, too. And thanks for listening to Puck Off. I don't want to speak for the captain. Go ahead, sir.
Well, this is Puck Off, and we are signing off. Thank you, Ian Bagg. We're out.